In a little while, we'll have a meditation. And in that meditation, we'll do these two things with an opportunity for you to think of, where's your belief of the usefulness of domination, control, and indeed also punishment? If you want to punish the wrongdoers and focused on justice, you're going to miss the point, the opportunity that you as a spiritual being has to change this reality. So for now, we'll take some questions. You raise your hand and Daniel will give you the mic.
A few questions regarding my health. Number one, I have a surgery date scheduled October 18 for a hysterectomy. And I'm wondering if this is necessary and if I'm with the right doctor. I guess I'm in the midst of so much transition. I had my home foreclosed on me the end of February. So I'm okay. I'm living with someone temporarily, but I'm having that feeling of being displaced. And I'm wondering, am I meant to be with, his name is Ron Dunn. He's my supposed boyfriend.
We like that supposed boyfriend.
Yeah, thank you. And as I speak here, he's been off on the East Coast trying to find work and money, et cetera, et cetera. And there's something that doesn't seem right to me. It's like he's a bit of a flake, although I talk to him several times a day and he reminds me of how much he loves me, but he's not really there for me. He's not in my life. And I'm thinking, what am I doing? So, I guess I am finding myself reacting, as you said earlier. I like to be aware of what's going on in the world, etc. But so much doesn't make sense. And then I'm living with an older man who's retired, and right now he's going after a married woman half his age, of a different culture. And I guess I watch all this. That seems to be insane to me. Like, so much doesn't make sense. And I know I need to be grounded and I need to clear and I need to have that space of peace within myself. And sometimes I'm okay with my attitude and I really try to make the best of whatever and count my blessings. And other times it's the Gemini in me, even though I'm a Taurus, you know, May 1st, I have all these little voices in my head, yak, 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 you know, telling me, I have all these thoughts, and so I need to spend the time meditating to still my own voice, and I realize that. So I guess my question is about the surgery. I'm nervous about that.
All right, and why would they be doing a hysterectomy? What is the issue?
The lining of my uterus is thick, the endometrial wall. It's at 2.5 centimeters, which is equal to 1 inch. And I now have a nodule on the left side. And I guess over the last 4 to 5 years, off and on, I'll have excessive bleeding, which will last maybe 8 days, and then it'll stop, and then I'll be anemic in between. And I don't have cancer, thank goodness.
And now these are cysts? Yeah. Is that a cystic situation, or what do they diagnose the nodule about?
I tried to Google this because the doctors aren't really sane, but my take is that it's a precancerous type, like a tumor, but it's not a tumor. So it's like a growth, and yeah.
All right. Okay, so here's, first of all, we're going to say this, is that you have a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of stuff to explore, and you're kind of, it's almost as if that you're just clearing the table, you know, of everything and starting over. And you gave yourself this kind of extreme change to reorient and realign yourself to your true path. Okay? Not that you weren't on your true path, but you were not really in confidence and knowing and in your truth about it. And you're going to find that this journey, as hard as it is, as overwhelming as it can be, will lead you to the insights you need for your truth, for your path, to become who you came to be. The first thing we would suggest, you have all these thoughts. One of the things that's going on, there is a lot of energy going on in your brain, in your thinking. The brain is always trying to figure out everything and make and find solutions and solve problems and dwell on the problems to see what you can fix. But what's really energetically underneath a lot of this is two things. It has to do with your identity and your capacity to express yourself. And we would say that your identity, you've had a real struggle with that, being able to really value yourself, love yourself, take care of yourself, and really own who you are as a spiritual being, as a worthy person for love and happiness and success, right? And the second piece has more to do with a sense that you have not expressed yourself. You have a tremendous amount of creativity. Have you done anything professionally as a creative?
No, not to this point. I've been an event planner.
And my supposed boyfriend is a film director, a DGA film director, and it was going to be an opportunity to get involved in that line of work and go to the Philippines to do benefit live concerts to help the orphans there. And so I was excited about going into that field. Mm-hmm. But no, you're right. I love doing flower arranging, and I want to write children's books. It's like
that's
there's
right.
so much
you've
I want
got,
to do.
You've got so yeah. much creativity in there that wants to bubble out. You've got it stuffed in there, and you've pushed it down and stuffed it in there, right? And you also have difficulty expressing what you really feel when you really feel it. You feel inhibited that, for example, if you are talking with your supposed boyfriend and there's something, there's stuff you want to say to this guy and you're afraid to say it. You're afraid that it's just going to blow him away. But you want to say it, but you're afraid. And you can't keep yourself caught with there. This is what we would suggest is on by yourself, that when your mind gets all hyperactive, channel that wonderful capacity of mind that you have, your creative intelligence that you have that's really way off the charts up there, and channel it into imagining what your best and most wonderful lifestyle would really be. Based on you, not on what opportunities appear to be there. And what would you really like to say to your boyfriend if there was no danger of him running away further than he is now? What would you really want to say? What do you really need to express as the person that you are? Write it down. Get a journal, write it down, maybe by hand. Sometimes that really gets the whole body into it, right? It's a little bit easier sometimes than typing into the computer, but writing it by hand really kind of grounds you as you do it. And you know you need that grounding. You actually are pretty well grounded as a person. What's happening for you is that you have so much indecision going on. And your perception of yourself, we go back to issue number one, is that you're not really that all that capable, all that competent, all that really valuable, all that really whatever, worth a lot in the marketplace. And so you're holding yourself down there. So use your imagination. If you loved yourself, totally valued yourself, approved of yourself, had absolutely no sense of inadequacy whatsoever floating around in your energy field, and you were not overwhelmed, you had all the money you wanted, and you could do whatever you wanted to do, what would it be? Who would you be? How would you respond to situations like this thing with your supposed boyfriend? You need a new dream because you have destroyed the old one. The old one wasn't working, by the way. You were in compromise, a lot of compromise there. You'd made a lot of compromises over the year, and you thought that's just what was required. But you see, your soul had another message for you, and that somehow or another, you're going to have to get back down to the bottom of this and get back and reconnected to that precious vital essence that is within you. That is who you really are. That you've been covering up, that you've been trying to please others, trying to do things that would be successful for you, and so on in the world, and so on. And it kind of, in a sense, really ignoring some parts of yourself that now you can get to. Now you can actually focus on. Do you understand what we're saying?
Perfectly.
All right.
Yes.
Now, what's going on in your uterus is the physical expression of these two things we're talking about. It's the physical manifestation saying, this is serious business. You really got to come home to yourself. You really got to acknowledge that precious, essential, creative, sensitive, light, free, floating, blissful being you really are at the core. The love that you have, the capacity of love that you have is huge. In the past, you thought love meant some kind of sacrifice and service. We would suggest it doesn't. Not for you. Your love indicates creation. You need to create. You need to do creative activities. Now, you can't dabble at this and expect that your uterus is going to just, okay, thin out and be all normal again, because it's gone so long, so deep, that something has to be done on the physical. And we would suggest that, yes, the hysterectomy would probably take care of that. However, you've got to look at your hormones, because as soon as you have a hysterectomy, you're going to have, you know, that's no matter what your age, that takes you, if you're already in menopause, that takes you further in menopause. If it takes you, it can age you tremendously. You've got to know what to do to counteract that. But that might be what you have to do. And there's no failure in it, okay? You may not be willing to make the life change, nor know how to exactly. That could turn that around instantly. You can receive healing, and you're going to get some healing today. And if you can let it all go, you can have a tremendous amount of reduction in these. If you can. But you're not trained. Nobody's trained for this. You see? It's something that you need to be loving and gentle with yourself, and to let yourself open up this light within, open up this creative beauty that exists within you, to let that unfold, right? And we would suggest you don't really have the quote-unquote time to do that, as long as your uterus is screaming, danger, danger, danger. You see what we're saying?
Yes.
All right. But just know that might be what's going to turn everything around for you. You can discharge a tremendous amount of old rage, old pain, old anger, old self-suppression, self-silencing, where you had to zip it who knows how many times, where you made compromises, where you lost your power, where you lost your creativity, where you lost your pathway, where you lost your way. You can let it go in that uterus and make it a very powerful, spiritual, successful experience. You see what we're saying?
Yes.
It represents that. It's the message. So put everything in there. It's like, okay, here's your container bowl of crap. Okay? Put everything in there. Get everything in there. And then let it go. You see?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Okay. And then start over by, okay, now I'm going to nurture myself. And after surgery, you have to. It's all about nurturing yourself, taking care of yourself, building your strength back up, loving yourself, and in this process, to create a new template, a new life for you. You see?
I do.
All right. Now, you can go. We would suggest that if you have the possibility or the potential, we would suggest that you can go into to other healers, psychics, learn healing methods. You know, the, like the Quantum Touch, the book Quantum Touch by Richard Gordon, right? You can read that book and learn how to heal. Learn to activate your own healing energy. It's natural to you. Okay?
All right.
And you'll build a life of beauty and truth specifically for you. And one of these days you'll get the courage to, without all the overwhelm and all the intensity of the backlog, right, to be able to speak to your supposed boyfriend and say, look, I'm glad that you love me and I appreciate that. However, hey, I'm a Taurus. Right? I'm an earth sign. I need my lover here. I need physical connection. It's important. Taurus is very sensual, needs physical connection a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I need your presence. I need to maybe be with you, or I need to I need more of a in-depth communication from you. I need more connection. I don't feel like I'm getting it. And I don't really know if you're just able to say that I love you and our relationship is just shallow. Is it where is it? What is it? Where do you stand with it? I know that I want more now. And I deserve more. And I feel it is right for me to have more. And somehow or another, if you're willing, let's work out something. And if not, then understand that I have to go on. Although it would pain me very much to do so, but I need to find something for me now. You see?
I do.
All right. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right, who else?
Hi, Galaxies.
Hello.
Thank you. I'm confused, and I want to ask you a question. That I have Moon in Pisces and Sun in Scorpio. And I understand that each one of us create our own lives. At the same time, sometimes with our choices, we make life miserable. And also I heard that bad things happen to good people. And I want to know, to learn that whomever have a very hard life in this life, does it get like points for next life? How? And I remember you had a global mission that was very, 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 very special. So sometimes, most of the times, I get a lot of surprises in my life, which maybe I created unknowingly myself for myself with my choices and with my attitude or with my understanding. And I cannot do anything about it to justify it. And I need just to accept it. And with the attitude of gratitude, whatever goodness I have in my life, continue. But I want to know if there is any point in for the people who have harder life in this life, in next life.
All right. Well, the whole idea of gaining points in one life, for next life is a kind of a twisted perspective, a linearized perspective on karma, right? And we would suggest karma doesn't work like that at all. In fact, karma is something that was set. It is a belief system that was set up by institutions. It's not something that is essentially real, but it is real only to the extent that people believe in it and create it as a thought form and with their own perceptions about it. So we don't really suggest looking at the whole thing about karma and building up evolution through lifetime after lifetime in an evolutionary sort of linear way, one lifetime here and then the next lifetime is better. And then whatever you learn there, or whatever mistakes you make there, then you have to work it out in this next lifetime, you know. So we would suggest that, no, you don't get any points for suffering. Sorry. This is the martyrhood school of thinking, right? And religions brought that into place, right? That the more you suffer, the more noble you are, especially if you suffer unnecessarily by people who should treat you better and so on, and you're victimized by them. Yeah, if you're a child, if you're a victimized child, yes. People should be outraged. People, you know, there should be a whole sense of support for you. But as an adult, you know, as you say, your choices. Now, here's the choice that gets you in trouble, okay? The choices that you make is all trying, a lot of the choices you're making is always trying to placate, please, or somehow or another keep people from being upset at you. What this tends to do is to create tremendous compromise on your part, where you begin to look like a doormat, right? What do people think of doormat people? What do people think of people who have, you know, go around with a sign, kick me in their butt, or victimize me on their forehead? What do people have difficulty with victims, right? So what we would suggest here for you is to realize that those choices that you've made comes from a fantasy that you hold, and this is the core of it. The fantasy that you hold is that if you're nice, they'll be nice. Right?
Exactly.
Doesn't work that way at all. If you will be real to who you are, if you'll be really you and speak your truth, when you have a lot of anger in there. Tremendous amount of anger. When do you get your anger out? Do you ever have an opportunity to get your anger out? We ask you. What do you do about it?
I believe if I bring it out, nobody understands me and nobody cares.
All right. There's the futility. So there's a whole bunch of rage there. But because you've analyzed and said, okay, my anger is useless, you're still being angry. You're still angry about it. Where does that anger go? Do you know where you keep it?
It helps me to get more depressed.
Yeah, it goes against you. You turn it inward and you get depressed. Depression is anger turned inward, okay? And you judge yourself and you don't like yourself. If you don't like yourself, and you're unhappy and miserable and depressed, do you think people want to spend any time with you?
Not at all.
No. Do you like to spend time with depressed people?
Not at all.
No, not at all. The fantasy here, however, there's this feeling that somehow or another, even if I'm depressed, it's still not fair how they treat me because I am nice. And so you keep holding on to a fantasy that does not work. So we would say, first of all, get rid of it. Realize that what works for you is to get active and get your energy moving and get the energy out of your body and get it moving into your life and turn that depression around. Most depressions are turned around by being more physically active. About half of the depressions get taken care of by that. The others have to do with expressing your emotion somehow. Now, you can't express it to them. You feel like you're going to get into trouble. Okay? Or that they're going to just, dismiss you. And that's too painful. So, you can still express your anger. Get it down on a journal. Write an anger letter. Here's a technique. We've talked about this before. But write an anger letter. Write everything you're angry about down. Feel it. Feel it. Be so angry. Write it down, down, down. Write it down page after page after page in detail about every person you're angry at and why. And feel free to even judge in this case, because this is something you've got to release. And if you have judgments, release them. So all the ways that you judge these people who treat you badly, and write it down. And just keep feeling it. And this and this. Oh, yeah, that. And then write it down. And yes, write it down, write it down. And keep going and keep going until you're like, there's nothing more to go. You'll feel like you've gone to the gym and done a huge workout. You're exhausted. But one of the good things about that is once you get it all out, there'll be, just like in the gym, there's these hormones in your body called endorphins. And they're painkillers. And when you release a lot of crap, even if it's on paper, you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to be very tired, but you're going to feel very bad, very good, okay? The next day, you come to what you've written, and you read it all, word for word. You stay with it. You don't just skim it. You read it all, word for word, and if there's anything you want to add, add it. Oh, yeah, I forgot when Uncle So-and-so did that. Right? You can go back to childhood and write stuff. You're not limited by what's going on right at the moment. After all, most of this is built up over years. So just write it down, write it down, write it down. Second day. Third day, come back to it and read it again. By this time, you're going to be a little tired of reading it. It doesn't feel good. It's just, yeah, and you're reading it. Oh, gosh, I really have to read this? Yes, you do. Read it all the way through, every single bit of it. And if you have anything that you haven't covered, write it down. Okay? 3 days. And if you're not really sick of reading it on the third day, do a fourth day. Until you get really tired of reading this crap that you wrote down. When you get tired of reading it, you know you're getting there. Okay? You're getting to the release point. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. Then take these pieces of paper and burn them. And say, I now release all my anger, all my frustration, all the stuff, all the yucky stuff, and the whole issue, and all the patterns, and everything. I'm going to release it all into here. And burn it. You know, get a metal bowl and put it, wad it up. You know, take it out to the backyard or on the patio or whatever and burn it. Okay?
Yes.
All right. But take the ashes, distribute them somewhere in the backyard or put them down the toilet, flush the toilet, get rid of it.
Exactly.
Okay? But now, once you do that, you need to start saying, okay, who can I be? What truth do I need to say? What is the message I need to say? What, if somebody put me on the, you know, in a court scene on this stand and said, okay, what do you have to say to these people who've been accusing you and these people who've been mistreating you? What would you say? Write it all down.
The hell with you.
This is you speaking, your truth, how you feel about what they've done to you, the pain and the suffering you've gone through, how it's not appropriate, how the relationship should be, blah, blah, blah. Just get it out there, how you think it should be, okay? And remember, do not put in the whole idea that if I'm nice to you, you should be nice to me. Leave that piece out, okay? All that philosophy, leave it. But everything else, let it come from you, from your heart. What love, what caring do you actually have? You see, if you feel like you've been shut out, you've been disconnected from the family, you need to say. And you write it out. Okay? And then you read that the next day and add to it. And you read that the next day and add to it. You see what we're where we're going with this, right? You want you to release the anger and release all the fantasies about it. And this is going to get a lot of clearing done for your depression, by the way. And then you're going to make your statements about who you are, why you feel the way you do, and what needs to be done about it. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. And then after that, we don't say you need to burn this one, but just sit down and say, okay, how can I integrate this new me? How do I integrate this into my lifestyle? How can I start being me rather than being somebody who's always at effect of others, who's always being bounced about by other people? What is it about me? What if I were really fun to be with? What if I were empowered? What if I could really love myself? What would that be like? What life would I live? How would I relate to them differently? And start dreaming yourself a new dream. Do you understand what we're
yes.
saying here? Okay. Because if you don't, this depression part of you and the fantasy, you're going to just stay numbed out and be unable to really function very well. And it's going to get worse and worse over time. And you notice it's, you know, you're not functioning as well as you used to. So it's a downward track, right? This turns it around, okay? But it's interesting how these two themes, one right after another in our marvelous question and answer today, is all about starting over to speak your truth, to be you. You see, if you could really be you, you'd be amazed at how much more they would appreciate it. You like being with somebody who values himself or herself. You like to be with somebody who enjoys life. You become one of those people. And watch what happens. Okay? Now we're going to do, one of the sessions we're going to do in the future is going to be on how to have fun. A lot of people have forgotten. You're going to have to start figuring it out for yourself from scratch. How do I have fun? What a concept. What is that? Is that some kind of frivolous, supercilious, stupid thing? No, fun is the essence of your spirit.
But how may I ask Alexis that I would like to have a healthy connections with people, like pure good connections?
This we just told you. We just told you. You can only have healthy, pure connections with people when you become healthy as you, emotionally. That's when the changes will happen. But not before. There's no behavior you can do to manipulate them into being nice to you. Nothing will work until you become genuine, until you become really who you are. And then they want to be with you. Then they're going to respect you. Then they're going to acknowledge you and include you and like you. But until you get there, you're just the scapegoat of the family. Because you're the one that hangs your head the lowest, is the most depressed and miserable and unhappy, and nobody wants gloomy Gus in their room, in their gathering. Nobody wants the gloomy one. You can go into a room with your family and you bring the whole energy down. You're not even aware you're doing it. Okay? When you become authentic to you and you start learning how to enjoy yourself without them on your own, they will start to want you to be there. You're an addition. Does that make sense?
To some point, yes.
You see, you come in all gloomy and scared. This affects the vibration of the group. this affects the vibration of the family. They can't have fun when you're there.
I understand that, but they are not the most ethical people.
That doesn't make any difference. What makes the difference is whether you can pull yourself together and enjoy who you are. Because if you start judging them about, oh, I'm looking at their unethicalness, well, where are you? You're still a victim. You're still living your life around them. So stop that.
Because they want me to join them with whatever unethically they do, and I don't. I'm not belong in them. So that's why the distance is coming from there. But also I love them. I miss them.
All right. Well, when you start to love yourself a little bit, when you start to own who you are, and you don't just go and willy-nilly give all your power away when you're around them, then accept. Accept the invitations. Go there and have a good time. Regardless of what they do, you enjoy yourself. If you can practice doing that, hey, you've got wonderful opportunities to practice. How many people don't have anybody inviting them anywhere? They don't have any opportunities to practice this. But you have fabulous practice opportunity.
Thank you.
All right?
Thank you.
Practice enjoying yourself and valuing yourself and saying, whoa, I'm going to, no matter what they do, I'm going to have a good time.
Thank you.
You see? Then they will be able to connect with you. All right. All right. You're welcome. All right. We must move to the meditation now. These were long questions, involved in-depth questions. We apologize for those of you who would like to have asked questions and invite you to write the questions in. And anyone who is listening on Soundfile, and if you have questions about the topic specifically, please write us. And write us an email with a question. We're gathering questions. All right? And if you feel like it, come again to another time and ask your question. That would be really great. All right.